This is a meeting of the National Finance Committee of the Pacifica Foundation. My name is Lauren Williams. I'm chair. Today is Thursday, November the 16th, 2006. We will
start with roll call.
Yes, we will. And did everyone get a copy of the little agenda? And then we'll do a roll call. Okay. Sandra Rawline will be the acting secretary until the secretary, Casey McFall, comes on the line. So, Sandra, would you like to do a roll call, or would you like me to do that?
If you could do that, I don't have a list of everybody.
Okay, I'll try here. Okay. Dave Adelson.
Here.
Sandra Rawline.
Here.
Patty Heffley.
Here.
Teresa Allen.
Here.
Brian Edwards Teekert. Lonnie Hicks.
Here.
Ambrose Lane. Casey McFall. Bediaco. And the 11th person
Baruti.
Is... I'm sorry?
Baruti.
Yeah, Baruti Bediaco. Is that you?
No, I was saying you.
His first name. Okay, I just use his last name. And the 11th person is?
Jane Gatewood?
Yes.
Hey! Bing, 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 see? I ain't just Purdy.
Thank you very much. And Lauren Williams here, present. Okay, and we sent the agenda out. Has everyone had a chance to look at it? Are there any updates, revisions, additions?
I move that we approve the agenda.
I'd just like to add, this is Lauren, I'd just like to add one thing on the CFO report, and that is the current status of the mail drops.
Baruti.
Hi, Baruti. This is Lauren. Well,
hello,
we're on the stream now. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So I would like to add the mail drops. We can put it in probably just at the beginning of your report before the audit status.
Yeah, could you put it toward the end? I've got Phil who'll come on the line with it.
Okay, well then, fine. We'll put it as part of your report or after.
I guess it could be part of my report. That's great.
Okay, we'll make it D.
Sure. Okay.
Okay.
Got it.
All right. Okay. So I heard a motion to approve the agenda with that addition.
Seconded. Well, don't have
okay.
to second.
Thank you. Okay. So moved. Thank you very much. And I don't have current minutes to that I attached to the agenda, so we can move that to the next meeting.
Okay,
great. And the next meeting that we had scheduled is for Thursday, December the 21st. And are there any comments? Okay. So then we will meet on Thursday, December the 21st, at the same time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Teresa.
If we meet on the 21st, then will it be these people that are attending that meeting or newly elected LSB people?
Both.
Good answer.
The LSBs will have elected new treasurers, so those of us who are treasurers may turn over on this committee, but PNB committee assignments aren't determined until the January meeting.
January, absolutely.
So both treasurers from now and and the new treasurers will be? No, I guess not.
Yes, they can come on.
No,
okay.
If I'm not treasurer in December, I'm not a member of this committee. It's an ex officio position.
I just wanted to be sure. Didn't mean to cause any problems. I just wanted to
clarify. Okay, but I thought your explanation was that the committees are, the PNB committees are set through January. So then you said that the position is that you would no longer be treasurer, so you would not be here.
Oh, so let me clarify. We're on this committee for two reasons. Some of us are here because we're treasurers, and we are the ones who may turn over before the next meeting. Then there are people like you, LaVarne, who are...
Brian, I understand my status. I'm not understanding where you made one point, where I thought you said that that both would be here, and then that the other is that, you know, I understand that the turnover and that perhaps there would be other people like the treasurer. So I'm
so
just trying to understand
if you
your
let
point.
Me yes. finish, what I'm saying is okay. People in my position turn over before our December meeting. People in your position turn over after it.
Oh, I understand that.
Okay.
Thank you, Brian.
LaVarne, I think the resolution is that when he said both, what he meant is some of us will be and some of us won't.
Okay. Okay, fine. Okay.
And I appreciate the clarification.
Can I get a quick comment on the next meeting date?
Oh, please.
BAI is scheduled to, in terms of the BAI budget, we're supposed to have our budget approved by the end of this month.
Right.
And which we will, which I anticipate that we will, but our meeting isn't scheduled until the 29th. So with that in mind, if the Finance Committee doesn't meet until the 21st, technically I think everything was supposed to be completed by the 15th of December, so I don't know how that comes into play in terms of getting stuff to the PNB in time to meet that December 15th deadline.
When is the next meeting of the PNB, Dave?
24th.
When? The 24th?
And then there's another one, too, in December, if I recall.
And that date is?
I think... I'm checking it right now, but I think it's the 14th.
Okay.
Let me check. At least that's what's on the calendar. Yep. Full PNB, I'm sorry, the 18th.
Okay.
So the 24th of November, 18th of December. At least that's what's on the calendar.
A question?
Yes, Dave.
Lonnie, given that our motions on the PMB said authorization ends on the 15th, do you think we need to schedule something before that, or can we, I guess, we could have a motion to amend something previously adopted at the 24th meeting and change it to by the 18th, I guess.
Yeah, that's what we would have to do.
Let's do that. I'll write myself a note. Thank you.
But would the Finance Committee have to meet prior to that? I guess that was
right.
My question.
Yeah.
We do have to make our recommendation to the board, on those budgets that need to be reevaluated, sure.
Right.
Okay. So, Lonnie, when will we have... I mean, you sent out the revised budgets that we got.
I would propose the 7th of December. Finance meets on the 7th, full PMB by the 18th.
Sounds fine to me.
Is that okay?
How is that with everyone else?
1 second. Let me just check one thing, please.
What is the new date that you're suggesting again?
Seventh.
The 7th of December.
December 7th?
Yes. A Thursday.
Okay.
I would not be able to participate, but you shouldn't let that stop you from meeting then.
Okay. Anyone else?
I'm available at 7.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Check the calendar.
Saying December 7th?
Yes.
Are you saying in addition to the 21st?
No.
Okay.
And you said, and the PNB meets the full PNB on the 18th?
Yeah, that's what the calendar on KPFTX says.
Yes,
okay,
yes, it does.
Let me just look at the calendar here. on the 7th is the affiliate, so at 8:15. So do we want to do that then? Anyone on the affiliates committee? Teresa?
I am.
Okay, we have a conflict there.
Okay. What about the 14th?
14th is clear.
LaVarne, you and I have a general manager hiring committee meeting that day.
It should be. Oh no, we said we should change the date.
I'm sorry, I'm off a month. I take it back.
Wait a minute. You say the affiliates committee is showing up on the 8th, not the 14th.
Seven.
On the 7th.
It's on the 7th.
I'm wondering if maybe that is an error.
You think it should be the 14th?
I think it should be the 14th, yes. I'm looking, though. Should be the 2nd. Should be the 2nd Thursday.
Thursday? That's the 1st. So, you know, we need to... Okay, so...
I say go ahead with the 7th. I mean, don't change it for me.
Okay.
Okay, and I need to... I think I need to perhaps thank you for calling that to my attention. I think there's maybe an error on KPFDX.
Okay. All right. So
okay.
Okay, great.
The next meeting is then on the 7th?
Yeah, 8 o'clock, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Okay.
Okay, great. And, okay, so next on the agenda, I'll go through it. The rest of the agenda, we have a CFO report, and the first part I wanted to comment on the audit status, a couple of things on reporting requirements and the SCA income, B, the proposed budget for 2007, that includes, want to look at the WBAI 2007 budget, the WBAI recovery plan status, C, we will talk some about posting the minutes and reports to Pacifica.org. And D, we're going to talk about, well, I need to talk about the mail drops. And you said Phil will come on and talk about that. That'll be great. And the fifth item on the agenda is the Finance Committee motions that were presented at the PNB. And the sixth item was to review the P&L. And we had balance sheet for ending FY06 and then adjourn. Okay. So, Lonnie, you want to get started?
Yes. Let's see. What's the first item? Let me see. Okay. Audit status. As most of you know, last week our auditors were in-house. They were with us for a week. And their normal routine is to come in November, where they Xerox everything, and then come back in December. They
is
will issue
excuse
a preliminary
me,
report in
just
January
a second.
And a final
just
report
second.
In February.
Okay, just a second. Did someone come on? The line or go off. I'm sorry, Liney.
They were here for the week, and the timetable I think I just described, and they will start their process. They already started their process. They have boxes of material they took with them, and they have some material that they have back with us. So far, I never like to characterize what auditors will do. But I did do a preliminary September 30th report, and I did go over that with them, but it's never complete until they finish all their adjustments. My report, as I sent out, is one that shows we had an extraordinary amount of money that was donated to us in terms of large gifts, $300,000 cash to the national office, and another gift of $350,000, which is only to be used in emergencies. Then KPFA had two gifts, one for $322,000 or so in cash, another gift that was $350,000. Altogether, over $1 million in gifts. And our $1.2 million surplus for September 06 is composed of $1 million that came from one-time gifts. So, may or may not be there for FY07. Without those gifts, we would have had a very small surplus of $260,000 or so, which you can find in my CFO report. It's bothersome because while those one-time gifts gave us a surplus that would be the largest in Pacifica's history, they're one-time gifts and cannot be counted upon to happen again in FY07, and in my report I do caution that when you look at FY07, there are two vulnerabilities, and one of them is, this is the auditors too, they will notice this just as I'm noticing it, they're cautioning that the two vulnerabilities are the gifts may not happen again, and also we don't have our 1 month. We're $500,000 away from our board guidelines. But I'll go into detail on FY07 when I get to it. The requirements are that the auditor are wanting to sit with the audit committee and go through the process they need to go through with the audit committee. And I will not participate in that.
Right.
And none of the finance people will. That's something between
right.
the auditors and the audit committee. And they're wanting to make that contact and get that process started. What can I say about FY06, the audit? I think in the interest of time, I will move through the agenda and go to SCA income. There's questions about what that income is, and right now I want to go through it and let folks know what's happening with that. What is SCA income? For some number of years, I don't know how long it goes on, some folks may know, that each station has a main signal, 94.1, et cetera. But it has on either side, this is true for most, if not all, radio stations, bands on either side of that to prevent frequency mixing. And the Pacifica has rented out those bands to mostly ethnic radio groups that want to, in fact, use that frequency point to communicate with members of their communities. It may be Radio Korea or Radio Maria. There's an Indian station, too, that is communicating. You have to have special receivers to hear the signal, and they are given out, and people can hear the signal, although the general public cannot. The income on that is, I look back in the books 10 years ago, the income got as high as $750,000. But the use of SCA bands has steadily declined due to competition from the Internet and other alternative ways people can communicate, but predominantly, I guess, the Internet. The revenue has been used to offset expenses on the national level, and it's board funding, board-controlled funding. Right now, we have on the books where we, payments in the stores, we've moved down to $186,000. We're negotiating with a vendor who's not been paying us, and we're trying to get him to pay in arrears. So here's the lineup. WBAI has a vendor, Radio Korea, who pays $6,000, but as I said, hasn't paid anything yet. This fiscal, although we're trying hard to reverse that, it owes us $50,000. KPFT has a Radio Maria at $4,000 a month. KPFK has another Radio Korea vendor at $10,000 a month. And KPFA has $1,500 from SAAZ, an Indian group. So total income that we think that was through the door in September, through September 30th, was $186,000. We had budgeted $258,000. So income has been steadily decreasing. HD radio will be another competitor, in a sense, because many of the, even these vendors, at least one, would rather have HD rather than our analog signal. And that vendor would also like to have the sideband be used commercially where he could run commercials. And that's something that may or may not be a policy Pacifica wants to adopt. So it's less attractive than it used to be to vendors for the reasons I just mentioned, three, that more people can be reached sometimes via the Internet. They want to commercialize it. So that's a report on the SCA income. On the WBAI, moving right through, as you know, we have a new interim general manager there at WBAI. We have gone through the budget with him. Baruti and I have been working intensely on the WBAI budget. And we have looked at an intro, and we've looked at all the ways in which that station can save money. And as it turns out, it turned out to be a fairly bare-bones budget. And actual reductions have been difficult to come by. We had an initial budget of $215,000 of a surplus. $200,000 was coming from joint mailing. We now have the new proposed FY07 budget is $211,000, virtually the same. Now, what is different is that budget contains money for a fund development person, and that means that station should be able to raise more money with a fund development person on hand than without one. And they have not had a person in the past. So we haven't projected any revenue for that person's activities, but with any person of skill coming on full-time, you could expect reasonably to see some new revenue, certainly toward the end of the fiscal. So that's not been projected, and I think that might be a development for WBAI. A second major point about the WBAI budget is that the fund drive came in at about $50,000 short. And while that doesn't sound like a lot of money, it is a lot of money for WBAI. Of course, it could be. Of course. My recommendation at this point is that the next level of reductions at WBAI, I believe, if they become necessary, will be staffing, because all of the non-staffing reductions have been made. And I think that what we're probably best to do, they are doing some mini drives, and they're planning, of course, their winter drive, is to have a look at the winter drive and take another look and see where things stand. Now, this happens every year because with the holiday season coming, Pacifica, with its set of values, doesn't want to begin talking layoffs during the holiday season. And people ask for the opportunity to implement plans they have. And that means things from the January Martin Luther King kinds of activities, which have proven would have worked in the past, and, of course, the winter drive. To sum up, WBI has some serious financial issues. 200,000 or 300,000 short of where they need to be. The silver lining is they do have money in the budget for a fund development person, and they have a new interim general manager who is looking to make changes and move the station forward. So my recommendation would be we have not a lot of good choices, and one of them is to wait and see how well management is able to implement a new manager and a new fund developer. Maybe keys to what can get possible, or at least what can get planned over the next 2 or 3 months, looking toward the spring.
Lonnie, can I add something to a footnote to what to the BAI situation
right
when you're finished?
No, go right ahead.
What I wanted to say is the Finance Committee made they're recommending two changes to the 211 surplus budget that was generated by management, which could bring that surplus to about $276,000. I'm sorry, $271,000, about an additional $60,000 of $30,000 in savings and $30,000 of additional revenue. So if that gets ultimately passed by the LSB, then we would have made some improvement from the original budget that was presented to the National Finance Committee. So what we did was we put the working groups to work on two areas. One is on website, and we're increasing our estimate of website income by $30,000, and the other is on premiums. Coming up with ways to identify and use lower-cost premiums. So we reduced the premium budget down $30,000. So if that passes the LSB, the surplus will move from the 211, which was what had come through on the revised budget, to $271,000.
Patty here.
Sure, Patty.
Okay. It seems like the budget, what all has been said now, is that there has really been no talk. Is the recovery plan that's being discussed, is there any discussion of the recovery plan?
Yes, because there is.
Is that what the premium thing is and the Internet thing?
Right, that's part of it, but there's more to it than that.
Where is that being discussed?
There's a working group on that that's going to be meeting next week. 27th.
Because there's no, that's not the motion, that's not the resolution that was passed by the National Board.
They asked for a revised budget and a recovery plan.
Right.
Neither are presenting this evening because it hasn't been passed by the LSB yet. So this is just, to me, I take this as an informal update.
I understand that, but the resolution does not have the LSB involved in the recovery plan except passing it. It's the ED, station management, and the CFO. They present the recovery plan. The LSB was taken out of that. And that was our last Finance Committee resolution and the National Board meeting in Walnut Creek. The LSB was taken out of it. They are it will be presented to them, but that's
right.
Not
for the. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So I'm asking who's working on the recovery plan? I mean.
It's a working group that includes the new IGM, the business manager, members of the finance committee, and the LSB, and anybody that has some ideas that can participate.
Well, the ED and the CFO are supposed to be are the ones presenting the recovery plan. Station management, in collaboration with the executive director and the CFO, will present a recovery plan, including proposals to develop more self-sufficiency and revise budget to the WBAI LSB, which will approve and forward a plan. So this, something's backwards here. This recovery plan is to be done by management and submitted to the LSB, not the working group of a group of people are supposed to
be
doing
it. The working group
this.
Includes management.
But it's
the working
where's
group
the
includes
ED
the
and the CFO. They're involved.
Well, the process is not over yet.
No, I'll be participating today.
And the executive director?
Yeah, we will do. We will be there. We've got a couple of weeks. And you recall, we had a recovery plan 2 years ago, which looked at specific positions on a contingency basis. So those plans don't have to be reinvented because some of that work was done 2 years ago, and that's what will get introduced.
Well, the other thing is that this new budget that's been submitted now is $60,000 higher. Was $60,000 higher the one that's been just presented, and the LSB added $30,000 more. So we're talking that this budget that is being submitted now to be approved is $90,000 more than the one that was presented to us in Walnut Creek.
Can we wait until we're actually looking at it to start taking it apart? I mean, it feels like
a premature
discussion.
Well, I think people should just be a little bit aware that things have just been moved around and added. I see no financial increase, not a decrease. So people should be aware that there's a financial increase, not a decrease. And it's based on mostly mailings, more mailings. So I'm... I'm concerned, that's all. We can wait till, when are we going to be seeing the presented item?
The budget was sent out, so, you can go ahead and ask those questions. I mean, we're probably about at the end now anyway. So, Baruti made a point, Patty made a point, and that's
Dave?
This is great. Yeah, sure, Dave, go ahead.
Yeah, I differ a little with Brian. If what Patty's saying is true, and it's not, if the thing is going the opposite direction from what was intended.
But Dave.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I said this is not, this, the LSB hasn't passed it. To me, this is a premature discussion. The LSB hasn't passed anything. And I gave an update and with the understanding that this is the 211.
Well, I guess what I wanted to say was that if we, I mean, I appreciate the update and all, but I'm still not going to vote for something that's presented to me as a fait accompli if it's in the wrong direction. So if, I mean, I would think that it would be useful to get a little more input on this so that, you know, it can be clearly understood what's viable and what isn't. The idea of this was not just to, you know, delay, but to actually make some progress. Now, I don't know if I agree with Patty or not, because I haven't, you know, I don't feel like I know enough yet to say one way or the other. But I do think it merits talking about, because we're going to get one more bite of it, and then we have to make a recommendation. If the recommendation at that point is no, where are we?
Patty,
sure, go ahead.
All right, let me just go over what the new budget is, $60,000 higher. That was the one presented at the finance meeting. Now it's $90,000 more, and it's $60,000 matched increased expenses. So we're having a net gain of $30,000 income after we've increased expenses and increased income. Okay, the website is increased from $80,000 from $50,000. That's the extra income. The increasing the listener support by $200,000 because they've moved some of the major donors into the listener support. That means that even that money is going to be the 20% levy going to the national, so you're losing $40,000 there. The listener support is higher. Major donors is lower now. So it's just the money's being moved around. The budgets and the fundraisers are not broken out, so you can never tell, like, how much fund drive money we're making, you know, on the fundraisers. The $200,000 mailing from National is still in there, so I'm interested to see how our mailings are going. And then they've got planned three more mailings, local mailings, one to be to lapsed donors at least. Okay, there's no mention so far of restructuring or evaluations. There's a meeting next week to talk about these issues. But, you know, without and it's basically the change is we're having a development director, but no decrease in fundraising days, and we're having more mailings and an increased budget. That's the long and short of what has come about. And I beg to differ. Whatever comes out of the finance committee that got passed will pass at our local station board meeting. I myself have made motions to reduce the budget at the local station board, and I was called improper. So they're not going to change it. They're going to accept this at the local station board and present such an item with something like lowering the prices of premiums and things like that, without any mention of restructuring or evaluations, which none of this has taken place at our station in 3 years. So I think that this is the finance area, but there are more issues. That's why I think the ED should definitely be involved in this thing. It's not just all about the money. It's also about we haven't decreased the fundraising day. We're not going to bring listeners to increase anything if we're making 90 to 100 days in fundraising still. So that's what I just want. This is what the recovery plan is has a lot of other elements that need to be. So just people should be aware. That's what's going to come to you, is this budget is going to be presented to you guys, and it will not be smaller.
A couple questions here.
Can I speak?
Yeah.
Hello. I'm sorry, I had to step away.
Hello?
Rudy's asked to speak. Brian's asked to ask questions.
Okay. Go ahead.
Brian, you were first. Go ahead.
I actually wasn't first, but Rudy, you were first.
Okay. I was
okay, so what's
okay.
That?
All right. So, what I'm, like I said, I'm, let me see how we can frame this. As I indicated, I'm not sure of the numbers that Patty's reading. I do know that if passes.
You're breaking up, Rudy.
If the budget passes as it's recommended by the Finance Committee, the surplus will be $271,000, which is an increase from the $215,000. The budget presentation will be accompanied by a recovery plan. So I'm surprised. You know, like I said, I was at the Finance Committee meeting. I've been in contact with Lonnie and IGM, and we've been discussing the finance. I've been in contact with the IGM, the new Finance Committee, the IGM, the business manager, Lonnie, and we've been going over the budget. So, you know, Patty's assessment is secondhand. This stuff took place at a Finance Committee meeting in which I chaired it. So, you know, I mean, I'll take any questions other than that.
Maybe I can clear it up.
Brian, or do you want Lonnie to go ahead?
Well, my question was just, Lonnie, the numbers in the documents you sent out today, are these the updated budget from BAI? Are they old numbers, or are they work-in-progress numbers?
It's in progress, so it's not complete yet. I hesitated to put it out, but they haven't finished their process yet. So.
Well, I just think we should move on. I mean, I think we made it very clear that BAI needs to get us something that meets our approval. And it's premature to have that discussion until they give us something. If they give us something that still needs work, you know, we decide whether, you know, to kick it back to them or not. We decide whether to extend their spending authorization or to cut it off. But
can I ask one closing question before we move on?
Really unproductive for us to have this conversation now.
Great. Who's next? Lonnie? Oh, I think this is very good because if something's in progress, we need to at least know what the status is and see what the positions are and where we think we're going. So we need to ask the questions, see what we're doing, see if we're going to make it to this point where we do get into a recovery plan. So, not to talk about this this is like very, you know, we're in a position where, you know, we can't just assume that things are happening. You know, we just need everyone to get the stuff on the table so we can discuss it. So, you know, there's nothing wrong about talking about any of the issues we have. And that's what, as a finance committee, that's what I would like you to do. So Patty has some questions, concerns. Rudy has given us an update in terms of the process they're using. Lonnie has given us more information. So is there anything more on the process itself? Anyone else have questions?
Yes, I have questions. My reading of the motion passed by the PNB did not address evaluations of staff, did not address number of days of on-air fundraising. It talked about a revised budget and a recovery plan. So I can tell you now, the recovery plan and the there has been no mention. Let me say, up to this point, there has been no mention of evaluations. We've been following the PNB motion, and our response will be consistent with the directive from the PNB.
Okay.
Madam Chair?
Yeah, Dave.
Rudy, if I recall correctly, and I don't have the detect in front of me, one of the ideas was an 18-month plan, and I understood it that we would be talking about, we were going to talk about something more than just an around the edges kind of thing, but actually a deeper look at how we might do things differently in a way that's more sustainable. That was my understanding of motion, and I don't have it in front of me. So, and it was kind of a compromise, if I recall. The idea was, okay, well, we realize you guys can't turn everything around a second, but, you know, when we're talking about this recovery plan that was a couple of years ago, the thing we keep skirting is the idea that, well, we can't lay off any personnel. I mean, Lonnie just expressed that in a way. That's sort of the doomsday scenario that we keep avoiding even as we keep missing targets. So am I right? Is that your understanding of it, that there was going to be a sort of longer-term plan about how to reorient the basic financial structure and model, or is that something that I dreamt of and haven't gotten so little sleep I'm hallucinating, which it might be. I haven't been sleeping much.
Lonnie, go ahead.
Well, what actually happened, Dave, a couple of years ago, there was a recovery plan, and there were staff reductions of $150,000. So it was not just a plan. It was actually implemented. If you look at the salary for WBAI 1 year compared to the next, you'll see those reductions in the expense. WBAI is spending less on salary this year than last year. So it was implemented. It was not academic. What I was suggesting is that what we learned from that is salary expenses, salary savings take 6, 7, 8 months to be realized, because any layoff scenario, which we went through at WBAI, as I said, for $150,000, took a whole year for those salary savings to accumulate and be actual and be real, because people have accumulated time off, people have vacations, people have all kinds of leave they can take, and it takes a while, and of course that has to be paid out, so there's no immediate savings at all. And you have to look out 2, 3, 4 months, maybe 6, which is what we ended up doing. And I'm suggesting that in this situation, if there is on the revenue side, they've identified more revenue, then you are moving to look at what expenses could be reduced. And there have been discussions about expenses involving staff, but it's not appropriate to talk about them now on this call. That would not be appropriate. So what I think the product would be is a contingency plan where the discussions around staff reductions, hoping to avoid those, but if they are inevitable, that there be a contingency plan looking out 10, 12 months, 18 months, and that contingency plan be put in place, and that it would be looked at around January, February, where we would know more about whether or not an interim plan, mini drives, and the rest of it actually going to succeed, and whether or not that second drive actually is better than the first. So anyway, we would end up with, because you could not do it now. I think it would be premature to do staff reductions now. But the product would be a contingency plan that would be triggered in the event that the January-February drive was short, $50,000, $75,000, $100,000, then I believe the station would have to implement that contingency plan.
But this is Dave. My understanding was what we were talking
about. Go ahead, Dave.
My understanding was what we talked about was a kind of re-envisioning process. It wasn't even necessarily that this instant there was going to have to be, a huge change in the budget. It was, can you guys give us some sense of a shift in the basic model? Because it's not just BAI. All the stations are confronted right now with a running faster and faster, more or less to stay in one place kind of situation. And I think I've said it before, I'm real willing to invest in things that, or to promote investment in things that actually change the basic structure of the problems we're facing. So what I'm hearing is you guys are doing some rearrangements, and the person who's going to be doing development, that's certainly a good thing. That's still really on the trying to get more money side than on the, this is how we're going to provide new services side, although maybe some of the web work is there. But what I'm asking is what's happening a discussion about the basic economic structure and how over a big chunk of time we might be able to address some of the contradictions that not only you but all of us are having to address?
Yes. I think they are. At least in the discussions that I had, not all of which were made public at the Finance Committee. I mean, I had discussions with the new IG about some ideas and with Lonnie. And, as Lonnie said, they haven't been crystallized yet. They haven't been put into a document. They haven't gotten anybody's approval. So to say, to put it out there now, to me, is, like I said, it's premature.
As long as I know that is part of the discussion, because if I recall correctly, before the motion was really about and really asking for. So that was what I wanted to get to.
Brian here.
Oh, Brian. Sure.
I asked.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me keep a little loose. Patty, then Brian.
All right. We're still talking about a problem of about $25,000 a day income at the station. during fundraisers and talking about 25 days at a time. There is doesn't seem to be anything here that's going to change that so far financially in this financial issue. There's been no discussions or panels or LSB discussions or anyone asking why it is that a station in New York that can reach 20 million people cannot bring in, you know, what it used to, which is like was $50,000 or $60,000 a day or whatever it was. We've had like 14 failed fundraisers in a row. There is no discussion about why that is. And I believe within this motion, it says, will present a recovery plan, including proposals to develop more self-sufficiency. There's a lot of room in that phrase to actually do figure out why we cannot raise, you know, $50,000 a day so we don't torture listeners and staff for almost a month, 192 days a year. That's one of every 4 days. This is nowhere is this been reduced or even a discussion about it. And I think that we really have to, you know, bite the bullet and look at why this is happening. And to, you know, there's probably difficult to reduce staff. You know, there might be staff changes or something, but reducing is probably going to be difficult. But, you know, to ignore the issue of inability to raise funds on the air and to have a 1 out of 4 days on there and that there's, a resistance to examining why that is a real problem that I believe that I was hoping that this recovery plan thing would deal with is how to make the station healthier. That's the thing. We need to make it healthier. And I just think that, you know, doesn't seem to be the direction. It seems looking to find $5 here and $10 there when it's a major shift that needs to take place. And the income side is the issue here, I believe. The income side is the issue, and the sad, pathetic amount of money that we cannot get off the air, and how many years it may take to return back to getting larger amounts, if it's possible, has to be looked at. And I will stop there, but I will never pass this budget that does not have some way to lower the days of fundraising or some way that's going to prove that they're really, you know, considering what the issues and problems are. And our LSB does not discuss any of these things. And this is where the real issue is. There's no oversight at that station for 3 years now. It's just running on its own, and that's a big problem.
Okay, thank you. Brian?
Well, I'm thinking maybe the only way I can be helpful in this discussion for Rudy is to kind of say the things that I would look for in good documents next month, because I don't want to second guess whatever process you're going through now. But maybe this will be helpful to the conversations you're having. And I don't even know if I'll be on the call that evaluates this thing. Like Dave, I am comfortable with the concept, at least, that to get a station on sustainable footing, you might actually have to spend more money up front to get some things in place. Like Hattie, I think the hallmark of having a sustainable situation at BAI or any station would be eventually having considerably less days on air fundraising. I don't know how you can keep up 95 without just running your listenership down and getting successively less and less revenue. So, I mean, that would be a consideration for me. Do you have a plan that shows a way for you to get to a place where you spend less time on the air fundraising? And the other thing that I think would be important along with this budget is some detail on the revenue protections. I mean, those are my two big concerns with what I see of this financial situation at BAI is the amount of time on air fundraising and whether or not we can rely on the revenue protections in the budget. And it would be very helpful to see what the targets are for each drive, both on gross pledge and fulfillment, so that we have some benchmarks to look at the numbers as they come in and see whether or not there's a course correction, whether BAI is doing better than planned, whether it's doing worse than planned, whether contingencies need to come into effect. Same thing if you're creating a new development position. I'd love to see some revenue targets associated with that position. so that we know whether or not that's on target to putting the station in a better place. I think benchmarks are going to be very important in any plan, accompanying any plan, so we know whether it's working or not as we go through the year. And I don't envy you guys. It's very easy for us to be critical. It's very hard to come up with solutions. So, good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. Excuse me, is there anyone else I'd like to comment? This is LaVarne. So I have a couple of questions, too. I think that, you know, you do have a new IGM, and in terms of looking at where you need to go. But I think we definitely need to be sure that the motion that we passed in terms of recovery plan does involve more than just looking at the budget and seeing where perhaps you can raise revenue or cut expenses. And, you know, and it's not going into cutting expenses in terms of headcount or anything like that, because you do have a you do have you know, it takes time to make any types of changes, and so you really need to put something in place, like we said, a real plan. And this plan is not just, again, not just cutting not just cutting expenses, but in terms of, you know, the model or the lack of a model that's there is not a success model. And, you know, we all need to realize that, and it's not a success, not only in terms of the budget, which is a sure indicator, but in terms of overall. And and in order to make changes, you have to go in and do the proper models in terms of the infrastructure within the station. You know, during the performance appraisals, getting those things in place in order to move forward. Because unless there's that change in that infrastructure, you know, you're basically, you know, and I hate to use the, and I won't even use it, the analogy, but you really have to make a change. And, and I've received information, we've talked about, you know, in terms of, you know, BAI is in New York City. It is the face of Pacifica to the media, to the, you know, the major media capital of the planet, probably. So, you know, we really need to try hard, all of us, to help make BAI successful. And I think that the motion that was passed tried to address that, or tried to look at more than that. And again, you know, we're all here to help, and, you know, and we and our success as Pacifica depends on your success, BAI. Again, BAI is in New York City, and we can't, as a foundation, allow you know, these struggles. I mean, it's been there since I've been involved with Pacifica. That was like 1996. You know, they always would go into these plans, like in '99, where you would go into these plans in terms of helping BAI, and you know, and unless you make the changes within the infrastructure, you know, do put those things in place, you know, it's going to be 10 years later, and we'll still be having these same conversations. So, again, you know, we're all here to help. We want those changes to take place. And even with a fund developer, you know, it's going to take this person more than 6 months to get in line to get things in place. I mean, even with KPFA, when the IGM was a development person, you know, it took her time to get certain things in place, the things to move. So it's not going to, like, change because you have this new IGM and fund developer. You know, there has to be time. But unless you make those changes, like we're saying, within the infrastructure, the process, these things are just window dressing and temporary. So hopefully, again, you have all of our support. We want it to work. We have to have it work. I mean, I don't think, seriously, we don't have a choice here. But this is my little opinion. And a couple other questions, though. Can I address those, Lani, that you talked about, or shall we go through the rest and then address questions about, like, the SCA income? You'd given a listing. Can you just put that in an email and send that so we can have that as part of our Finance Committee documents?
Yeah, we'll do.
And the other was on the source of the gifts. If you can just send that out to, you know, you can make it however at this point, but just send that to us and we'll know where the source were of the gifts.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Okay.
And let's see, on the audit, I know you guys are going through that, and I know that's a real challenge there. So those were the things. Just if you could send that to us, that would be great.
Okay, will do.
Okay.
Shall we move on? Are we moving our agenda?
Oh, I don't know. Is this anyone else that I have a question, comment?
I have one issue, and I don't know if now's the right time. May I ask, and you can tell me if now's the right time?
Sure.
Lonnie, I got the feeling when I saw our financial statements that KPFK is not getting anywhere near the interest income it could on the money it does have socked away. When I saw the Finance Committee's report locally a couple months ago, there was some ridiculously small number. Have you looked in and made sure that the money that stations do have is actually earning what it could?
Yeah, I looked into it periodically, but it's difficult for some stations to allow that kind of access. And I certainly would, it would be helpful if you had a resolution from your LSB. Because in our KPFK's case, the relationship with the bank is with the station and not with the national office, so the bank won't even talk to us. I think that a lot of the fees that the bank charges are negotiable, and you have to go to the bank and make it clear, you know, what kind of account works best for you and the station. After all, you're putting $4 million through that local branch. And you are an important customer. But the short answer is no, but I would love to be able to do that because I have a lot of experience with banks and know how to basically have the bank really work for you.
Yep, that would be great because when I looked at that, I thought I looked at it and it looked like we had left $20,000 on the table by not having that arranged properly. So
interest-bearing account, and they should have an account where the bank should not be charging any fees to that station.
Yep, I agree. Okay, that was all I had.
Okay, very good.
This Patty?
Sure, Patty.
There's a email on the finance list from Casey. She's having minor surgery today.
Ooh.
She was trying to get on the call, but she wrote here, the budget passed by the KPFK LSB is not the one sent by Lonnie, and to ask Dave about the number. So I don't know what that means, but I might check it out. I don't know what area we're in to talk about that or not.
Actually, I should have said specifically on the BAI, but then we want to talk about the rest of the proposed budget. We can go to, you would like to go to K, Lonnie? Or?
Yeah, the difference is $4,000, so. Next time around, I'll put it in.
The budget
they passed was $124,000, which really was not the proper budget, and that's not the one I sent. But the difference between the budgets is the bottom line of $124,000 in one case and $120,000 in the other case. So I'm happy to take the LSB budget and use it. I don't think the $4,000 will make that much difference. So I'll use the LSB budget next time when I do the budgets. Bring them up to date. Okay?
Okay.
Lonnie, I still haven't gotten that email from you with actuals for September. Sorry to be a pest.
Really? Let me see if I got it.
What account are you emailing it to me at?
Let me see, Brian. Let me just see. I have you at... let me try one more time. Yeah, I have you at EJ News at KPFA.